The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. No first talk back of the day today, Graham?
No, nobody gives a damn.
Wow.
It's summertime, nobody's listening.
Wow.
Nope.
Well, happy Monday to us.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
That's how it is. Graham, how was the weekend?
You guys, very fun weekend in the Herbert household. We went to a movie in the park with the kids on Friday night in Yountville. They were showing Inside Out 2.
Oh, I love that one.
It's a good movie. I just love movies in the park. It's just
yeah,
like,
you guys go a lot.
I don't know. Whenever I find one, I'm like, we got to go. It's a movie in the park. I don't know. It's just a fun thing. You're outside. Everyone, it's like you get your kids outside away from screens, although you're going there to watch a movie. It's on the screen, but at least they're like running around and playing.
Was
and
it cold?
No, wasn't too bad. It was nice, and they had a really good taco truck there, so it's like, get some good food, hang out, watch a movie. Life is good. And then on Saturday, we went to the Grayton pool, the Grayton Resort and Casino pool.
I love Grayton! Wait, why were you there?
So my wife had an event there for her new wine brand, and I helped, like, kind of set up their table. Well, we had, like, one of those cabana, you know, daybed things, and then they had another area where they were setting up, and then I got to drink a bunch of their wine, basically, after I helped.
Oh, my God, that sounds like such a nice weekend.
It was good. I helped them set up, and then I just, did, you know, had a bunch of drinky drinks by the pool. It was great. And then,
wait, can I sidebar really quick?
Sure.
You promised us some bottles of wine.
Yeah, they're coming. Don't worry.
It's been like weeks. I would have loved to drink some Bonterra wine over the
weekend. When my wife goes in the office, she's going to grab a case, and then I'll bring it in, and I'll get you guys. Okay. I'll get you set up. Don't worry. And then, towards the end of the event, because it was maybe 3 or 4 hours or whatever it was, you know, the clock was ticking. I was like, I got to get inside and play some blackjack. So I just kind of snuck away, just quietly snuck away. And I found a nice blackjack table. And I was sitting down playing. And then I got a text from my wife like, oh, we're wrapping up early. I'm like, dang it. So I only got to play for about a half hour, but I won $200, you guys. Let's go.
Nice
little $200 win. Use that to take Kate out to dinner last night on a little date night because, you guys, we are kid-free right now.
What?
We are kid-free.
What did you do to them?
So my dad drove down on Saturday and picked up my kids as well as my sister's kids got dropped off at our house from Southern California. Anyways, this week is what we call grandpa camp and or cousins camp or whatever. My parents take my kids, my sister's kids, and my brother's kids at their house for an entire week. And they have little activities planned for them and they go swimming and they do all this stuff. But long story short, we are kid free.
What are you going to do? You have all this free time. What are you going to do?
I'm here at work, unfortunately.
Okay, but after.
I mean, you have to have date night literally
every night. Yes.
Yeah. Except one little problem. Kate's traveling for work. She's got some travel.
You're
going to
be home alone?
So it's just going to be me and the bone at home. Hambone, of course, the dog.
Well, and the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the internet. I mean, it's just like, at least yesterday, we had yesterday, you know, an entire day kid free. And it was like, what should we do? We should do something. And look, we did go out on a little dinner date last night, but the entire rest of the day was just running errands and doing stuff that you could never do with the kids because they would have lost their minds doing all the stuff that we got done yesterday. Very productive day. Get so much more done without kids, Selena.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know.
It's crazy.
I mean, that's nice and all, but this is like the week to have fun. All the things you wanted to do, but the kid you couldn't because the kids were there ruining it.
Yeah.
Now is the time.
No, it's not really going to happen. It sounds nice. That's what I thought leading up to this because I've been looking forward to this week for a while. I'm like, oh, we've got a kid-free week coming up. It's going to be great. But I have a feeling it's just going to be me getting a bunch of stuff done and I'll probably just be
while your wife's gone, just sending you lists of things to do around
the house. Right, it's just going to be me getting more weed whacking done or whatever. You know, like,
you're just going to be whacking everything.
Yep. It's going to be a lot of whacking going on in the household this
so
week.
Gross.
A lot. You guys are sick.
You're sick. You're so gross. You're sick, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is Selena. I mean, this is Graham. I mean, this is Julie from Valley Springs. Happy Monday. Selena, I think Grammy missed you. He missed you. He missed you. It was so cute. Grammy missed you. Have a great day, guys. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, Graham, did you miss me, Graham?
We missed Selena on Friday. Yeah. You were out. You were at a wedding, and we did the show without you. I mean, the boss came in afterwards and said it was top five show he'd ever heard, if not the best ever. But yeah, we did miss you.
I miss you guys too. On Friday. 6:35, and we'll talk a little bit about the wedding I was at. You guys, I almost fainted up there.
Whoa.
It was so scary. But we'll get into that a little bit later.
Happy Monday, JB Show. It's Yvette from Pittsburgh. I just want to say good morning, and Selena, you were gone on Friday, and Graham introduced himself as Selena. It was hilarious. Okay, bye. Have a great week, guys.
Okay, so both those talkbacks there referencing the same thing. Selena, we came out of a song or whatever, and you know how we go around the room, and I'm Selena, I'm Graham, I accidentally said, I'm Selena. Like, no joke. Like, legit, like, messed it. I went to go find that clip right now to play it along there with it, and I couldn't find it.
Oh, my God.
And maybe I didn't record it. Whatever it is, it's out there.
It was hilarious.
Maybe Jess can help me find it. But, yeah, I was... You know, when you're out here, there's a few other things that I'm doing at once. And, you know, I'm like crisscross trying to hit two buttons at once and grabbing some things. And then, like, it was second nature. Like, I just introduced myself as Selena. And
a lot of times up here, we're on autopilot. So you do it without, you say things without even thinking.
Yeah, it was really funny, though.
All right, guys, it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
All right, people, Fantastic Four First Steps is your number one movie of the weekend. Did better than expected, actually, with $118 million at the box office. Did anybody go see it?
No.
Me either. Number two, Superman. Second place, $24.9 million. And then number three is Jurassic World Rebirth. It made another $13 million.
Interesting. I'm not saying it's time to hit the panic button, but it might be. The San Francisco Giants season does not seem to be trending in the right direction. They lost yesterday to the Mets 5-3, which capped off a three-game sweep.
Oh, man. No.
They're now in third place in the NL West, 7 games back of the first-place Dodgers. The Giants start a new home series today against the Pirates, where they can hopefully start to turn things around. First pitch tonight, 6:45.
We have Selena to blame for that.
God, I'm not that doing brutal. That.
You shouting, go Mets, and then the Mets come in here and stomp the Giants.
I did not even do that. Why did I
games.
Say go Mets?
Go Mets.
Just did it again.
No,
it wasn't me.
For today's weather, we'll see some scattered clouds. It'll warm up a little bit more today, but nothing too crazy, with highs in the mid-70s to low 80s.
Hey, Leo besties.
Oh, that's you, Graham.
Yeah, your day today is going to be an 8. Be very careful about impulsively posting or talking out of turn. The sentiment around you could pivot quite sharply, and you could find yourself out of favor. Stick to the tried and true today, which might mean that you're posting cute kitten videos instead of political opinions.
Are you going to post cute kitten videos,
No, because did you see that video of Trump cheating at golf over the weekend? Like, oh, my God.
No,
I didn't.
Oh, my
God. No, Graham.
I kind of want to post that, but I should probably just post some golden retriever pictures
post
instead.
Post some kitten videos.
Kitten videos.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, anything you'd like to talk about here?
Yeah, this guy has to do with farts.
Oh, I said anything but farts.
But you guys, we have to talk about this, because this is absolutely the worst news about farts that I have ever come across.
What?
This is bad, you guys.
Oh, no.
According to a couple new reports and some videos that are circulating online, Gen Alpha, that's kids that were born between 2010 and 2024, Gen Alpha no longer thinks farts are funny.
What do you mean?
They're in these videos, they're interviewing some younger kids, and they say, so you mean to tell me that if somebody farts in the middle of class at school, nobody laughs? And they say, yep, nobody laughs. Farts are not funny. And they even ask one of the kids, like, why, like, what do you mean? Like, if we farted in class, like, we would get mocked, like, mercilessly, and everybody would erupt in laughter. And they said, nope, nobody even, like, raises an eyebrow. They just continue doing their work. And... what one of the kids even says, it's like laughing at hiccups. You can't control them. So, like, what's funny about that?
You can control it, for one.
So, announcement. This is a big, big announcement for maybe a learning moment for all of us.
I don't believe
farts are
it.
No longer funny, according to Gen Alpha.
But, like, my kids are Gen Alpha, and they think farts are the funniest thing ever.
I know. My kids are they laugh hysterically at them. They ask our Google Home all the time, hey, Google, make a fart sound. And it does. And it has a variety of different ones it can play. They just laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh.
Is it possible they just surveyed the most uptight, stingiest kids?
Or is it the older Gen Alpha kids? So the more
maybe it's the slightly older ones that are have a few years of school under their belt.
But,
I don't know.
My daughter, is on the older side of Gen Alpha, I suppose, and that she tells me all the time about people farting at school and everybody laughs at them. So it's like, I'm just not buying this.
Yeah, no, according to this, it's true. Farts are no longer funny. They even have a couple of teachers that weighed in the comments about this. And they say Gen Alpha just has a much healthier respect for people's bodies. They don't want to shame people for normal bodily functions. And one teacher even said, if it happened during class, that person doesn't get singled out. Someone will just announce it that was me. Everyone covers their nose and just moves on.
What?
She said it's it's just a totally different world.
No.
And a lot of, other generations, older generations are very upset by this. But one woman even said, I was called fart girl for more than 2 years because of an incident that happened to her. And it was a really rough time for her. And now she's shocked that doesn't happen anymore. But
okay,
tuning in right now on this morning show, we've just learned that farts are no longer funny. This is according to Gen Alpha. They don't care about them
anymore. I guess it isn't nice to single somebody out and to mock them mercilessly for a couple years, but... So let me ask you this. Should this be the direction that we all move in? Like when we're watching a reunion TV show and someone farts, clearly you can hear it. Should we not point it out? Should we not make fun of whoever it is?
I'm just not ready to say that they're not funny either. Because they're hysterical.
I mean, I do feel bad for kids that go through this, though, because... Hello, that name sticks with you. Like, Fart Girl probably stuck with her for years and years and years until she graduated and had to move away, start a new life.
And change
life.
Your name. Get a fake identity.
So that does make me feel sad for them, but it doesn't feel normal to not even address the fart.
Yeah, you can't say it's the same thing as hiccups.
It's not.
It's not. It's not. Thank you.
I still remember in the sixth grade, my buddy Byron, he must have been an emergency, and he was raising his hand, and it was like the teacher was not noticing. Like, we were taking a test or doing something, and it was just dead quiet in the room. I think we were doing some kind of test, and he's raising his hand, and the teacher, she's like reading a book or something while everybody's doing things, and he like urgently is needing to be excused to go to the bathroom, but she doesn't see him. And so finally, after a lot of waiting, and he's like got a very stressed look on his face, he finally, yes, you're excused to go to the bathroom. And he gets up, and he had a pretty long walk across the classroom to the door, and this fart lasted maybe 25 seconds all the way from there all the way to the door. And you've never heard a classroom erupt in louder laughter of all time. And I can't imagine a new generation just not even raising an eyebrow at that.
Those are the memories kids need to make. I mean, that stuck with you how long? How many years?
My entire life.
That's what I'm saying.
Fart boy. What his nickname was after
Fart
that.
Boy and Lava Girl.
Fart boy, fart girl. I should set them up. That'd be cute.
Yes, match made in heaven.
But farts are no longer funny.
Next on the JV show, I do want to talk about the wedding that I was in last week. That's why I wasn't here Friday. I was in a wedding Thursday afternoon to the night. And you guys, I almost fainted. It was scary. I'll talk about that next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, guys. Happy Monday. This is Olive from Richmond. I have a question for Graham and Selena. So I was listening to the podcast from 2021, I believe, with JV, and they were talking about Graham getting Kate a tree for her birthday/Mother's Day present. Did you ever get it? And Selena, what happened to your Bowflex? All right, have a good day, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, 2021 podcast, that's a ways back. Did I get my wife a tree? I mean, maybe that was in reference to, because my wife got me a tree for my birthday. She planted it in our property before we broke ground on the house that we ended up building. She got me an olive tree planted as a surprise. It was like one of the best gifts I've ever gotten. Sweetest gesture. It died.
And
ended up having, when we were doing some excavating on the property, just had the dude driving the excavator just smash it into a million pieces, just splintered into dry wood because it died.
It would have looked so good.
It never came back. And then maybe that was like, should I get my wife plant one on the property for her as well? No, I probably just ended up getting her some oven mitts or something instead.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Cheaper and easier.
My Bowflex, I ended up selling it a few years ago, actually. I was moving. I didn't want to move it to a new place when I'm not going to use it. So I ended up selling it.
What percent of the original purchase price did you sell it for? Like 50% off?
Oh,
75% off? 80% off?
Probably closer to like 75%. Did you ever use it?
Twice.
Yeah, I used it a few times in the beginning, but like not enough. It was brand new, practically mint condition.
The life cycle of mint every condition. Bowflex that's ever been produced. It gets used a few times and then collects dust.
Yeah.
I wish we could get like updates from the family that adopted it.
I know.
And see how much laundry they're storing on it right now.
Or how much money they got after they resold it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They could have made a profit because I sold it for like so cheap just to get rid of it. All right. So last week, I wasn't here on Friday because on Thursday, I was in my best friend's wedding as the matron of honor.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys, I almost fainted standing up there during the ceremony. Not like pass out from being drunk.
Too
you
hot?
Locked your knees.
Okay, I'm going to get to that in a second. So, okay.
Don't lock your knees up.
So during the ceremony, you know, it's not one of the ones where like the bridal party or the wedding party is like seated. You know, they had us standing up there with the couple, which was fine. So I think it was a combination of standing forever.
Isn't that what everybody does? Aren't they always standing up there?
Yeah.
Sometimes. I've been in weddings where we're not.
Really?
Where it's just the couple up there, yeah.
I've never done that. All right.
So it was a combination of that. It was really hot. It was like, you know, mid 80s. And then me not eating at all that day because straight from work, got glammed. I made the drive out there and then it was just wedding stuff right after that. So I didn't eat a single thing.
Ooh, mistake.
So by the time the ceremony was ending, I was getting so lightheaded and I'm like, oh my God, please do not faint right now in front of everybody. Like that would be so embarrassing. Plus that would be, you know, taking the spotlight away from the couple.
Yeah, majorly upstage.
Right after they kiss. Can you imagine? Oh my God. Oh, no. So I managed to walk back down the aisle as like all the couples are like, you know, leaving, and I'm like hanging on to this guy. I'm like, please do not let me faint right now.
Were y'all sweaty?
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, right before you get that feeling like I'm gonna faint, like you break into that almost like cold sweat, and you're just like, ugh.
I was sweaty,
and then your mascara is like all underneath your eyes. So
thank God, no, that did not happen. But I walked down the aisle, literally had to find the nearest bench to just sit my ass down, and like, so I'm like, I'm just trying to like not fall over at that point, and somebody like brings me water. It was so embarrassing. And then I heard somebody say, you know, were you standing up there with your knees locked? She's like, that's a guaranteed way to faint. And I'm like, it is. I wasn't consciously standing with my knees locked. So maybe I was.
You probably were.
But why is that a thing? Why, if someone's knees are locked, are they going to faint?
I don't know. I've always heard that.
Have you heard that too?
There's no other way to stand. What, are you going to stand with your knees bent? You look like a psychopath.
Well, you gotta
shift your weight around a little bit and maybe kind of slightly bend one knee at a time. But if you're up there doing squats the whole time, you're going to look like an idiot.
I was definitely shifting my weight from side to side because, you know, I'm in heels too. Yeah. So I'm trying to like relieve one foot when I can. But I guess my knees were locked. And she was like, oh, yeah, that's a guaranteed way to faint.
Everyone hadn't eaten and it's hot. I think that's your...
And your knees were locked.
And you locked your knees
and
out.
And my knees were locked.
Because you guys have never seen videos of the actual literal groom falling over because his knees were locked. They always say that. They always remind the guy specifically, do not lock your knees. Yeah, because I feel like guys tend to lock them a little bit more than women because we shift our weight a little more. We stand with...
I'm sorry, but I've stood for a longer periods of time than the 20 minutes. Ceremony, and I've never fainted
because maybe your knees were not.
No, maybe I stand the same every time. I wasn't like consciously, you know, I'm not consciously locking my knees at times and unlocking them.
I feel like the grooms are dropping like flies because they're in a suit and they're sweating it out under there. It's hot.
That's what I thought.
They were out raging the night before with all their buddies, so they're dehydrated, you know, and then they stand up there and it's a combination of nerves and, just being hung over, and then they just drop like flies.
That is so scary.
It was so scary. Yeah,
you can't go down in the middle of somebody's ceremony and then you totally upstage everything. And then
the entire night, people are coming up to me like, are you okay? And I'm like, how does literally every person at this wedding know that I almost fainted and I only told like two people?
Oh, yeah, weddings, gossip travels quick and everybody needs something to talk about. Like, did you hear about that one drunk bridesmaid? Yeah, I heard she went home with the groomsman. Everyone needs something to talk about.
Wait, Selena, so are you a little worried that maybe like it got back to the bride as well, and she's like, why is everybody talking about Selena.
Nobody's talking about my dress.
I told her. I was like, bitch, I almost fainted up there.
I told her.
And she's like, well, why are you making it about you? No.
How hungover were you on Friday morning, scale 1 to 10, or could you have give a damn and come to work the next day?
I would say maybe 8.5.
Okay,
wow.
Never mind.
Yeah.
But you had a good time.
Very good time. Thank you guys for handling the show.
No problem, buddy.
On Friday.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Jessica Simpson had an accident on live TV.
Not good.
Did you guys catch her on the Today Show last week?
Of course not.
Yeah, me either. But she performed on the Today Show, which was, I guess, kind of a big deal because she hasn't put out new music in 15 years. No. And now she is back at it. So I guess you couldn't tell just by watching the performance, which, I mean, thank God, because this sounds so embarrassing. But after she performed, according to reports, she ran backstage and she told everyone in the green room that she had tinkled herself when she was on up on there.
Was this just nerves or?
Maybe that. Three kids.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I saw a report that apparently a lot of artists have said that this has happened to them when hitting high notes.
Oh, yeah. You're really squeezing every last ounce of breath out of your lungs and then in turn send some the other way.
If this is a regular thing, I'm just not hitting high notes.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Or I'm wearing a diaper.
Yeah. You got to wear some Depends.
Yes.
Right?
There's workarounds.
Well, do you think she had any precautionary measures taken? Because we didn't see anything hit the floor.
I don't think she did. Maybe her pants are just very absorbent. Well, because it's been a while since she performed, you know, so I think this probably caught her off guard. I don't think she would have had her diaper on already.
I feel like in the outfit that she was wearing, too, it didn't help too much. It was kind of like very sheer. I feel like you can kind of tell that there was some moisture there.
Oh, moisture alert.
Oh, you can see it.
I feel like moisture alert. So there is a video that's going up where she is on stage, JV Morning Show. I feel like you can kind of see it. I don't know if this is just the way it looks everywhere. Maybe you can't really see it too much, but in the butt area, it kind of looks like, you know when something's wet and it just sticks to you?
Wet from my butt.
From my butt.
So you check it out.
Jess would know.
You'd be the judge. Jamie Morning from my Show. Butt. It's on Instagram. Really quick, Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco are fuming. They are so mad that some of their wedding details got leaked.
Oh, God.
The Daily Mail reported last week that they're going to be married in Beverly Hills later this year. They're going to have an A-list celebrity guest list.
Of course.
Including Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. But their plan was to get married in the fall because they wanted to do something opposite of award season so all of their famous friends could actually make it to the wedding. That's all the details I've seen, and they are apparently so mad that everyone knows when they're going to get married as if anybody really cares.
Seriously.
They said that if it wasn't just 2 months away, they would even consider changing their wedding, but it's already just like, you know, right around the corner, so they're going to do it. They don't want to delay the wedding.
Is it just a paparazzi thing?
Possibly.
You don't want photographers leaking pictures from a private ceremony or whatever.
I think it's a little bit of that. Maybe also safety concerns.
Nobody else cares about the date.
Right.
Yeah, maybe it's a safety thing because, I mean, nobody has more stalkers than Taylor Swift. And if she's going to be there, you know, security is a major concern for Selena Gomez to make sure all of their famous friends feel safe and secure, you know, while they're at their wedding. It is their responsibility. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a little bit of all of that. Also, I saw this interview where Selena Gomez shared her dream dessert for the wedding.
Okay.
Graham, I'm with you. She's so boring. Let me know what you guys think about this. She said that her preferred dessert would be her Nana's biscuits and gravy.
For dessert?
Yes.
That is not a dessert. I'm sorry.
No. I mean, I'm sure they're delicious. Nana makes great stuff, but biscuits and gravy for dessert.
She said that sounds like dessert to her.
What? Like there's just
that's
a dessert
the kind
table
of wedding
and
you're
that's
going to, Taylor. Biscuits and gravy.
Weird.
Wet from my butt.
Wet from my butt. All right. Graham, what do you have?
All right, Venmo and PayPal users, listen up because you can now use those apps to help pay down our nation's debt. That's right. If you're alarmed by our country's $34 trillion national debt, you can just shoot them over a quick Venmo. Maybe use that little water squirt emoji and then a crying laughing emoji and then an eggplant emoji. Anyway, the U.S. Treasury Department says they'll now take Venmo and PayPal for these types of donations because apparently people are actually dumb enough to do this. Since 1996, private citizens have contributed a total of $67.3 million to help pay down our nation's debt. Now, unfortunately for those people and for the government, that amount of money didn't even put the teeniest, tiniest, eensy, beensiest, little tiniest dent in it, because our national debt is growing at a rate of about $55,000 a second, which will only continue, we know, to massively increase under our current president's new tax plan. So that $34 trillion is just going to keep growing, and there's going to be several trillion dollars added to it over the next few years. So don't use your Venmo or PayPal to shoot the U.S. Treasury Department any money, please.
So they're coming after people with college debt and all of this, but we're in debt ourselves, like, as the government?
The government,
make it make sense.
Yeah, our national debt. Our national debt has been.
Like, worry about yourself first, government. Take care of your debt.
Right, and also,
thank you.
I'm not the one that incurred any of that debt. That was you.
That is not my problem.
Making loans around globally, and the debt is growing. And that's not my fault. You should balance that out, and we could. And there's one simple way to do it: make billionaires pay their fair share, and billionaires that own massive corporations, make them pay for it. Oh, yeah, we don't do that.
And the fact that they even accept payments from hardworking, like, American citizens who are already struggling.
That's crazy to me.
Oh, my
God. Who are these people that have donated?
You are so dumb. You are so dumb.
$67 million.
Keep your money, people.
Now you can shoot them a quick Venmo with a little emoji. Like,
I'm so mad at this.
Just doing my part. LOL. And then here's $15.
Yeah. All right, next on the JV Show, it's your chance to win a Chug Mug. We're kicking off What the Bleep next here on Wild.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to What the Bleep.
Morning, JV Show. It's your boy, Nobody Special, aka Steve. Yo, I took Harper to see Fantastic Four on Friday in IMAX at the Metreon opening day. Oh my gosh, it was so good. It was really, really, really good. Completely different than I expected it to be, but it was good. Yeah, we saw Superman last week. That was really good, too. Oh, sorry, 2 weeks ago. But, yeah. See, Fantastic Four is great.
Yeah, we're hearing a lot of really good things. It made $118 million at the box office. Yeah. It is number one.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Teddy Thiff from Water Creek. OMG, you guys. Please tell me that you guys saw Fantastic Four over the weekend. That movie is absolutely fire. I'm so glad that Marvel was able to come with a good one this time. You know, it's been a little hiccups, but look, this movie is super fire. You guys have to go see it. It was a vibe. And yes, I am now the one starting the woo and the claps, because that was insane.
Steady. I can't get behind that. Yeah, just can't. Sorry. Yeah. Not Siri. My phone's going off. I didn't say Siri.
Siri, Steady. Shut up. I'm trying to talk Siri. Over here.
All right. It's time for What the Bleep, where you can win a Chug Mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleep.word. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talk back on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. You guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm. Sure. When I'm making, I like to pound it, massage it, and then slap it a couple times for good measure.
Whoa.
Hey, yeah, do you, Graham? Do
yeah,
you?
I do. Don't act like that didn't get your loins tingling a little bit when you heard that.
It did the opposite.
Yeah, right. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, this is a family show, so keep your guesses PG. You leave those guesses on the talkback mic, like Selena said, on the free and newly upgraded iHeartRadio app. Super easy to play along, and you want a JV Show Chug Mug. Leave us your name and your city along with what you think that bleeped out word could be.
And remember, this is a family show.
Fine. Keep your guesses PG.
Thank you.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing What the Bleep, trying to hook you up with this Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we will send one to you. Now, in case you missed today's clip, here it is.
When I'm making, I like to pound it, massage it, and then slap it a couple times for good measure. Yeah, I do.
Just remember, this is a family show.
Never mind.
The word is always something clean. Your guess has got to be clean. Let's go to your talkbacks now.
What's up, JV Show? It's Vince and Olivia from Dublin. We're going to guess today's bleeped out word is steak. All right, have a great Monday.
Say, do you pound your steak like that?
Sometimes.
Are you supposed to do that?
And slap it?
Yeah.
Massage it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I love massaging my meat.
Ew. Burgers. Graham's making burgers. It's disgusting the way you describe it, though. All right, later. This is Richard from San Rafael.
That's a good guess.
Sorry, Richard from San Rafael. This is how I do it. Don't judge me, guy.
Get
real sweaty while I'm doing it, too.
Ew.
It's a lot of work.
Happy show. Happy Monday. This is Andrew from Singapore. Is the missing word pasta?
Pasta.
Did you say he's playing from Singapore?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Hang on a second. I don't even know.
We're breaking ground there in Singapore?
Translate the ratings here into English. A JV show number one in Singapore,
yes!
You guys.
Yes! All because of
Thank you, Andrew.
So much.
Appreciate you.
Thank you for that guess, even though it's not the right one. Continue to leave those guesses, people. What do you think today's bleeped out word could be? Leave it on the talk back on the iHeartRadio app. We are going to play more of your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show on a Monday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Thanks for hanging out with us. All right, this is What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. If you can do that, we are going to send you a JV Show chug mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
When I'm making, I like to pound it, massage it, and then slap it a couple times for good measure.
You're sick.
Don't you?
No.
If you don't slap it at the end, you're not doing it right.
I don't do much of the slapping.
Wow. Interesting.
You're sick. Hey, remember, this is a family show, though, so that word is always something clean. At least we try to keep it clean. Let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Alana from San Leandro, and I think the bleeped out word is ribs. Ribs. Have a great Monday. Bye.
Slap those ribs around, Graham.
You should. And get some barbecue sauce on them.
Ooh.
Give them a little
slap,
before you throw them on the grill.
You massage it?
Oh, yeah.
You pound it?
Oh, of course.
This is D from San Jose. I think the bleeped out word is bread.
When you're making bread.
I haven't made bread in a long time.
I've never made bread.
Homemade bread is so good. You got to eat it day one, though, because it's not packed with all the preservatives like the stuff you buy at the store.
Yeah.
So it goes stale real quick.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Danny from Alameda. And I'm going to guess that the bleeped out word is brisket. He likes to slap his brisket. Have a great day.
You like to slap your brisket?
All the great barbecue masters from Texas, they all slap their brisket.
Do they really?
Guaranteed they
really?
Do.
Really?
I could be making that up.
I feel like they do.
Slap your brisket. Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Yvette from Pittsburgh. Is the bleeped out word dough? Okay, bye. Have a good day.
Bye. Yes, it is. All right, so here's today's clip, unbleeped.
When I'm making dough, I like to pound it, massage it, and then slap it a couple times for good measure.
In that order?
Yeah.
Pound, massage, slap.
Yeah, because you're pounding it as you're kind of spreading it out, and then you kind of massage it out because you need it to kind of work its way into the shape that you want.
But why the slaps?
That's just for fun.
Okay. That's
just a little slappy slap at the end, like, yeah, good game. Good game, Joe. Nice job. Nice job. All right, let's give some shout-outs. Yvette in Pittsburgh. What's up, Yvette? And I hope you enjoy your brand new JV Show chug mug, because you got one coming your way. She had the very first correct answer this morning. She said dough, and that was the correct answer. Rebecca in Concord also had the correct answer, but not quite fast enough, just like a Kelly. I don't know if she said where she's from, but like, she ain't got time for that. Our buddy David in Richmond, what's up, David? What's up? He had the correct answer. So did PV in the East Bay. What's up, PV? What's up? Jackie and Tracy also came with the correct answer this morning, but like, I mean, Jackie, come on. A little bit quicker next time. Kidding, Jackie. We love you, but faster, please. Next time, if you want to win that JV Show chug mug. Now, look, there's going to be a lot of upset people today because a lot of people said pizza dough.
But that's
two words. The word was dough. A lot of people said pizza dough this morning. So dang close.
Close.
Because that's what I was talking about making. I was talking about making some dough for some pizza.
True.
Slapping it. Massaging it.
And then Connie from San Jose also said dough.
Oh, what's up, Connie? What's up? Yeah. Correct answer, not quite fast enough. So tomorrow, Tuesday, that's going
to
be your day.
Another chance to win.
Yep.
Nice.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I know we have Diana on hold. Diana, just hang on 1 second. Do not hang up.
Good morning, guys. Zed without the haircut. I want to start off by saying, Graham and Jess, you know, I love you guys. Selena, I'm going to give you some business advice. What you're going to do is go back to Friday's podcast, save it on a floppy disk, and when it comes to renegotiating your contract, you're going to slap that disk right on your boss's desk and tell him, this is what the show sounds like without me. And then just walk straight right out. And you're going to get all the money you want. Trust me, girl.
Wow.
All right, now calm down here. Okay, a couple things here. Edgar, I'm going to remember that. Two.
Me too.
Look, that's the first time we've ever done this show without Selena. Mm-hmm. Give us more than one day's practice. There's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes. People think you just turn on the mics and just like, fart joke.
It is a lot.
It's not that. There's a lot going on
too
back
many
here.
Buttons.
And so, look, that was just day one. We'd be just fine. No offense, Selena. We could figure it out. And the boss even came in and said, top five show of all time. But
I may be misquoting him.
Now, the last thing that he says, slap that floppy disk down and just, you'll get all the money you want negotiations. I have to I hate to burst your bubble. It's radio. There's no money.
Also, floppy disks, are we in the late 1900s?
Where do I find one of those?
Yeah, eBay probably. But yeah, there ain't no money in radio, so sorry about your next negotiation.
Dang it! All right, Diana's been on hold long enough. Good morning, Diana.
Hi, yeah, it was 7 minutes.
I'm so sorry about that.
And counting.
Wow, sorry. We've offended you.
Well, let's get to the game then, because we want to make sure you have the chance to win some tickets for Giveon. Mm-hmm. Here's how it works. You probably already know this, but we're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. Got to get 3 correct, and if you can do that, we're going to be hooking you up, okay?
Okay.
All right, so here's question number 1. What is the current name of the stadium that the San Francisco Giants play in?
Levi?
Nope.
Nope. That would be Oracle Park.
Oracle Park.
Yeah, Levi's is the Niners.
Play. Yeah, different stadium, different cities entirely. All right, question number 2. I'm going to get through this one quick. Don't want to keep you waiting. What's typically considered to be the earliest mass-produced brand of hot sauce?
Tabasco?
Yep.
Yeah.
Good old Tabasco.
Good job. All right, here's question number 3. Dr. Robotnik, a.k.a. Eggman, is the enemy to what video game and now movie character?
Heck, I don't know.
You can just take a guess. Dr. Robotnik.
And a video game and a movie character?
Yeah, started as a video game character and now been to several movies.
Yeah.
I don't watch TV. I haven't played video games in years.
Mm. Just take a guess. You're running out of time.
Yeah.
Dr. Robotnik.
Oh. Yeah, it was Dr. Robotnik. The answer, though, was Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, darn. I know that.
Yes! Yeah, Eggman.
Yep. All right, question number 4. In badminton, what do you call the thing that players hit back and forth to each other over the net?
Birdie.
Yep.
There we go.
Bird, birdie, or shuttlecock. We would have accepted there.
I like to call it that.
Yeah, me too.
Diana, I'm so sorry. You missed 2, so you did not win today's JV show's You Have No Game.
Son of a long hold.
No. But thank you for being on this morning and sorry about that, 7-minute wait, but thank you for sitting through that and still playing the game. We really appreciate you. Don't hang up and put you on hold, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on. We do have to get to today's hottest trending. Apparently, Justin Timberlake's wife urging him to just quit touring. Just get off the tour.
It's that bad.
Never get back on stage. Yeah, it's that bad.
Wow.
Well, I guess it's bad on and off stage now. So I'll tell you more about that coming up in trending.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by the new thought-provoking exhibition at the Exploratorium Adventures in AI now through September 14th.
So Justin Timberlake's wife is urging him to stop touring. So ever since Justin started this current tour that he's on, it's just been one thing after another. A lot of talk about poor ticket sales. We've talked about that here on the JV show. There was an instance of him yelling at some of the guys on the crew. And then I know you guys talked Friday about him barely singing at some festival he was at. And apparently that's something that he's been doing on his tour as well. So his performances have just gotten very lazy and lackluster.
Definitely the word. God, some of those clips, it's just like, I almost feel bad for him. Like, he just seems...
He's not putting in any effort.
Well, also seems like he's not having fun. Like, he seems like he's like up there going through the motions, and by the motions, I mean as little motion as possible.
So, Jessica Biel, his wife, is now begging him to stop touring, stop performing, because she feels like he just took on too much and now it's completely drained him. She says that he's aged years since starting this tour and now he's become short-tempered on and off stage, and part of it has to do with him feeling stuck because he's performing the same songs over and over again. Some of these songs he's been singing for like over a decade. Yeah. And so he feels like super unmotivated, and that's what we're seeing on stage.
That's no excuse. Like, there's just, if you are a paid performer, which is your job. Mm-hmm. You're the one that elected to go out on this tour.
Yeah.
You have to go all out and put on the absolute best show possible because people, look, we know concert tickets are not cheap and people's hard-earned money is just right now of all time, you know. Mm-hmm. This is one of the toughest times that people are going through, and they've chosen to spend their money on your show. You better give them a hell of a show. I don't care how you feel.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, you're performing for max like 2 hours. Like, come on. You can do everything else in your... You have money. You can do whatever you want in your life. Just 2 hours.
I do feel bad, though, that it takes a toll on performers emotionally. We've seen, you know, people cancel tours mid-tour because they just can't take it anymore. So that part does suck. And then with all the talk of like poor ticket sales, he didn't want to be the next person to just cancel the tour because then he would be the next J-Lo, you know? So I can see him feeling stuck, but I'm with you guys that you still have to put on a show if you're going to continue doing it.
I would prefer him cancel the tour than have people pay for him giving them this, like something that's...
Yeah.
You have to go... You have to just go all out. I respect those artists and performers that, you know, when they're... From the time that they were coming up in their careers and they had 50 people in the crowd, they put the same energy into that show as they do when they got 50,000 people in the crowd.
I would expect that from Justin Timberlake. Like, you've been doing this long enough.
Yeah.
But whatever. Good news is the tour is about to end, so a few more shows. Now to another tour that just wrapped. Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter tour. Saturday was the last show in Vegas. And surprise, Destiny's Child reunited at this show. This is the first time that Beyoncé performed with Kelly and Michelle since her Coachella set in 2018. So people were freaking out over that. You probably saw footage.
I'm salty.
Why?
Because I would have loved to be at that tour or that tour stop.
Only for Destiny's Child.
Because that's iconic.
Yeah, but you wouldn't go just for Beyoncé.
Oh, I would go just for Beyoncé, but I know tickets are expensive. So.
Kris Jenner was at the show. I don't know if she even caught Destiny's Child, though, because apparently her and her boyfriend, Corey Gamble, they were fighting again. Sources say they had a visibly tense exchange in the VIP section, and Kris stormed out of their section. Remember, the same thing happened at the Bezos wedding. People say they got into an argument there. I also saw reports recently that Corey's just tired of being treated like her assistant. So I don't know how much longer they're going to last.
Yikes.
It'd be hard to be with Kris Jenner, I think.
But also the life that you're living is like just glamour.
Yeah, but that's like not worth me being treated like an employee. If like I'm dating this person, you know?
Yeah. The bank account and all the perks are nice. Yeah. But at the end of the day, like, you're still a human. You still want to get treated.
I don't know how long I'd last.
Right.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right. Experts are warning California residents. Get ready, you guys. Let me get my warning alert so we can make it official. Be prepared for hordes of tarantulas to start showing up because it's tarantula mating season. They say that across our state, Colorado, Kansas, New Mexico, and Texas, thousands upon thousands of spiders are going to be out crawling out of their burrows over the next couple months looking for some sweet, hairy-legged spider lovin'.
Ew.
Say if you come across one or a bunch of them while out camping or hiking, just leave them alone. Don't squish them. They say they're an important part of the ecological, you know, animal
system.
Plant and animal system. They're generally a very docile species that's more interested in avoiding you than...
It doesn't seem like it.
But they can, in fact, bite you if you try to pick one up. So don't try to handle one. In other words, just leave them be. Let them do their thing. September, October, November, those are really the high activity months for them as the weather starts to cool down a little bit, particularly in those desert climates. And they're mostly active from late evening into the early morning. So those suckers are crawling through your tent at night, most likely, than in the daytime.
Oh my God, that is so scary.
They don't want to be out in the hot, hot sun. They want to be out overnight. So they're mostly nocturnal. So if you feel something crawling through your sleeping bag when you're out camping over the next month, it's probably a tarantula.
Oh my God, that's so scary.
Dude,
how can you say that so calmly?
If there was a tarantula in your tent, that'd be terrifying.
Yes.
Yeah. I would never camp again.
No, me neither.
Do you guys kill spiders and you find them in your house?
It depends.
It depends on how mean they look.
Yeah.
Really?
Sometimes they move too fast and that scares me.
And you'll just let them live with
you? No, if they move too fast, I'm more likely to kill it because I get scared and startled and then I just bam!
I see what you mean. My son is on this new thing where he wants us to like capture it and let it go outside.
Good. It's a living thing.
But I can't. We need to get rid of it.
Well, get rid of it by taking it outside.
Yeah, no.
And put it in your neighbor's yard.
No, I squash them.
Sometimes I just leave them be. Like, we have some daddy long legs, those ones that live in our house. It's just like, what's up, bro? Like, I just, he's not bothering
me. You guys are just roommates?
He's not bothering me.
If there's a daddy long leg and it's like all the way up at the corner, I'm like, you know, honestly, I don't have time to get up on a chair and try to kill you.
Like, I know that one's not going to be digging its little fangs into my brain at night while I'm sleeping. He's just up there, like, snoozing
too. But doesn't it worry you when you go the next day and it's not there anymore? It's moved somewhere?
Sometimes I wonder. My wife had one that was she became friends with in our bathroom, and it was there for like at our last house for like a year or two, and then one day it wasn't there, and she was nervous. Like,
see, you start freaking out.
No, because of what happened to it.
Like, oh, she was worried.
Yeah,
its well being.
Like, is it still alive?
And whatever.
We'll never know. We'll never know. Yeah.
All right. Please. All right. Next on the JV show, I do need some parenting advice that has to do with my daughter and makeup.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
All right. So I need some parent advice. My daughter, she's 13 years old, and we can only talk about her now because she is not in the car on the way to school because it's summer break. You know, other than that, she's banned me from talking about her. But I did want to bring this up because clearly, you know, like every other girl her age, she is getting into makeup and stuff like that. And, you know, my husband absolutely hates that she wears makeup. And we'll get to, you know, more of that in a second. I personally don't see a huge issue with it. There's certain things that I don't allow her to wear, but I'm okay with like light makeup, mainly because I know what it's like being that age. You know what I mean? I feel like my husband just can't relate. He grew up very different than I did. But
you also didn't grow up wearing makeup.
That's what I mean. Very different. But one of the things that I just cannot allow her to wear and that she's been begging me to let her wear is fake eyelashes. And I just can't. But there's been so many times where I pick her up from school or I'm dropping her off and a lot of the other girls her age are wearing fake lashes.
To school?
To school. How do we feel about lashes?
They're just in gym class. Gym class in middle school trying to climb the rope with some big old lashes dangling. Do they still have to climb the rope?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think so. I never had to, I think.
Wow. Must be nice.
Times have changed.
That was embarrassing.
I never had to do that either.
You never had to climb the rope?
Thank God, I can't climb anything.
Oh, it was hysterical watching people that couldn't climb
it. That would be me. Anyways, how do we feel about, false lashes on a girl who's 13?
Yes.
Listen,
you're a woman.
Thanks. I love makeup. I think, though, that there is a certain age where it is a little too young to be just putting so many things on your face because your face is still, like, first of all, it still looks so beautiful. And I think lashes, if she were to ask you about wearing them to certain special events, graduation, a dance, like maybe let her
but
for those.
But even then, I'm like, no, like we went to this wedding last week and she's like, can I wear lashes to the wedding? And I was like, no, I just feel like you're too young. Like, it just makes you, it ages you. It makes you look so much older. I feel like that's something more for, you know, the older girls. And that's how I feel about a lot of other makeup stuff. I only let her do like light things and things that I think are age appropriate. But I know that differs, you know, among, you know, different parents. But.
Now, there are different styles of lashes. What about some that are like very natural looking? That just add a little boost to her lashes just to have a little bit of compromise.
That's what she did say. She's like, what if it's like the natural looking stuff? And I still feel like I had to say no, because once you give her like a little bit of leeway, then they gradually start getting bigger and longer.
Yep.
So I had to still say no and like just stick to that. But I don't know if I'm being unfair, because other people, her friends,
I would say she's too young to wear them every day and wear them to school.
Agreed.
But special occasions, the natural lashes would be okay, I think. In my opinion.
But, I mean, why not wait till 15 or 16? Like, let's wait just a little
bit to
Selena's point. I think I would try to hold it off as long as possible. I could see the making an exception for a special occasion, but wearing them on the day-to-day to school.
To school,
I mean, at this age, by the time she's a senior in high school, the things are going to be, like, so long that they're going to, you know, droop down to her knees or something. They're going to be the longest lashes you've ever seen.
I know.
I don't, like, that's a slippery slope.
I just don't want makeup and lashes to become something that she is so concerned about. Like, there's days where she's late to school. My husband's like, we're in the car waiting for her, and she's putting on mascara. Like, oh. I don't want it to become, and I already made the mistake of letting her wear those things, and part of me does regret it, because there's times like that, or, I mean, the reason why my husband hates it is because he feels like it's just doing more harm than anything, because she's going to start thinking that it's something that she needs. Like, right. her natural face isn't good enough. And I will admit, I agree with that, because I've noticed lately
that... You think
that
her natural face is not good enough?
No, wow. I agree with my husband.
She's too soon.
No, I agree with my husband that it's changing the way she sees herself, because I've noticed lately all the things that I've complained, and parents of daughters, listen to this. I've noticed lately that all the things that I've complained about on myself, my own insecurities, it's almost like I've passed them on to her, and now she hates those things on herself. And so I hate that I've done that, but it was
unintentional.
So when
you're complaining about your little wimpy, wispy lashes, she's like,
not,
oh
no,
my God.
Not necessarily my lashes, but just like, you know, just other things like my under eyes. And now she like must have concealer, or I've made comments about like my ears, and now she won't put her hair up, you know, things like that. And I'm like, what? Like,
what's wrong with your ears? Now I'm curious.
I'll
ever see you with headphones
on. Take your headphones off.
So now I'm
going
to need to see what's... Oh, my God. Put them back on. Put them back on.
I never...
Jeez, you're going to scare the children.
Not that I ever really thought anything was wrong with my ears, but...
There's nothing wrong with your ears.
When my youngest daughter, Callie, was born, her ears were like... they were like sticking out, and everyone's like, oh my God, she has her mom's ears. And so I think my daughter, but
it's like a car driving down the road with both doors open.
I didn't take offense to that, but I think my daughter took that and was like, oh my God, I think I have those ears too. And she will not put her hair up anymore.
I think what you're saying is a very good reminder for parents, that because I'm assuming this happens a lot, you know, like everybody's insecure about something or multiple things. Every single person is, I don't care who you are. And I can see how it would be very easy for those things to be sort of passed along. And then they look in the mirror and they key in on those things that they probably had never even thought about before,
exactly.
You know, and then they notice like, oh man, my dad doesn't like the way his nose looks or whatever. And I look just like him, you know, and it could be stuff like that.
Yes.
I think that's a really good reminder, Selena, for everybody.
Selena, at what age, since you think 13 is a little bit too young, then at what age do you think you will allow for her to wear
28.
Lashes?
I think at 15, I would let her do like maybe the natural stuff. Okay. But it's like, I look back at when I started wearing fake lashes. I didn't wear fake lashes till I was like 21 or like 22 or something like that.
Yet. Yeah, no, times were different back then. Back then, when I mean, it wasn't that long ago, but when I was in high school, a lot of people weren't really wearing lashes to school. Like in high school,
nobody was.
But now times are different. So I can see from her perspective how it's tough for her to be the only one that can't put any lashes on. And I don't know.
It's just unnecessary. So parents, what's a good age to let your daughter start doing this? Graham, do you want to give your...
I mean,
what you think the age is?
I'm with you. I'm hoping it's 15 or 16. But again, it's going to be hard. It gets harder and harder to hold these kids off from doing these things, mm-hmm. because of what they see on social media and what they see their friends doing. So it's going to be a battle. I mean, my daughter's 6 years old and she's in the mirror putting makeup on already.
Also,
I'm like, what?
I'm going to get her some lashes, Graham. Don't
do
worry.
Not.
No,
do
but
not.
If she does start wearing lashes every day, that's going to get expensive too, because they're not cheap.
Well, that, and it takes like 30 minutes just to put on. She's going to be even later to school. So I just, very unnecessary. But parents, at Talkback Mike is open on the iHeart app.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about this little situation I have going on with my daughter. She's 13 years old, and I let her do, some light makeup. There's a lot of products I don't let her use, one of them being the false eyelashes, and that's the one that she has been like hounding me, begging me to let her wear, because a lot of the girls at school, and she's about to be in eighth grade, but they get to wear lashes and she doesn't. But I just feel like it's too young.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Brittany. I just wanted to weigh in on the whole like having lashes thing. And Selena, I definitely agree. Like, 13 is way too young. Like, that's just going to age her, and she's going to look like she's 16, 17. So I feel like a good compromise is maybe letting her just wear, like, some mascara until she's older, because, yeah, that's way too young, I feel like. But love y'all. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Yeah, so I let her do the mascara. Mm-hmm. But I can't get with the fake lashes.
Yeah.
And I know I said I think 15 would be a good age. Even I'm kind of even backtracking a little bit. Like maybe 15,
maybe 20
special occasions at 15, but not like everyday
not
wear.
Daily.
Yeah, definitely not.
Good morning, JV Show. I just wanted to make a comment about the young girls with eyelashes. Look, I know we all want to look cute, but at the end of the day, their maintenance, and I've seen a lot of girls get really bad eye infections because they just don't take care of them, especially if they're long-lasting ones, or they're touching them constantly and their fingers are dirty from school and whatnot, and they get eye infections, styes, and all that stuff. So just be careful. Think about it. I'd wait and say maybe 16 or 17.
Ooh, that's another good argument. Ugh. Like, do you want to lose your eyeballs?
Yeah, the sty eye.
Yeah.
Ugh, not cute.
Mm-mm. Morning, JV Show. This is Cynthia in Newark. You know, I was thinking about what you guys were saying. And I remember when I was in middle school, all the girls were wearing eyeliner. And, you know, because it was like in the emo stage. But like now as a grown adult, I have zero regrets that my parents didn't let me wear eyeliner. I didn't get to wear makeup until I was 17. And I'm glad my parents let me be a kid.
Yeah, now as you're older, you look back and you're like, wow, like, I get it now.
So she said she didn't get to wear makeup at all until she was 17, but you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube on that
one. It's already out.
Yeah, it's out. See, that's the problem. You let one thing, I could see that be in trouble because you've let her do something. So then it's like, well, why not this next thing or this other product or whatever it is? That's a tough fight.
But it is a slippery slope.
Yeah.
It starts with just a few, and then next thing you know, you have a 20-step makeup routine.
Yeah, literally.
Trust me. Yeah.
I blame, don't you blame TikTok and social media for that? Because it's like, they get ready with me and you watch the bevy of products that apply to their face and it takes an hour. And then, yes, you're going to be late to school every single day.
Yeah, and you have 12, 13-year-olds who think they need to have that same routine.
Mm-hmm.
This is a talk back about your daughter, Selena. A good compromise could be getting a lash serum. I had very short lashes. I have small eyes, so fake eyelashes don't look good on me. But lash serums have really upped my confidence. And, you know, they can get a little crazy looking, but at least they're natural and they're not too wild.
Okay. How about that?
Is that like a lash serum to like help with growth? Is
yeah, they make them grow bigger and longer.
So my daughter does have that. Like, there's nothing wrong with her lashes. I think that she just sees girls, you know, like you said, on TikTok. And part of me even wonders if I'm to blame because when I don't wear lashes every day, but sometimes I'll have extensions. Or when I go out, if I do my makeup, I do have fake lashes. So is this partly my fault? Maybe. But
well, no, because you're at an age where you can do those things.
No, I know, but she might see me like, well, this is what mom does to look, you know, quote unquote, pretty. Oh. So maybe this is what I need to be doing, too. I don't know.
Right.
But I mean, there's nothing. She has great lashes. She just wants them to be obnoxiously big, apparently. Yeah.
But what if she wanted one of those actual, because isn't like Latisse or something like that, I've seen the commercials, isn't that an actual like prescription medication then that like does make your lashes grow?
Yeah.
I've seen people that have used that and you're like, whoa, holy geez, like they grow.
But again, even for something like that, I think she's even too young for something like that. I've heard a lot. Yeah. I mean, you have to do your research on lash serums because I've heard a lot of people get really bad reactions to those as well. So it's tough because, you know, you're messing with your eyes at the end of the day.
Yeah. And she like I said, she has like some serums, not the prescription ones, though.
Right.
It ain't that serious.
Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Monday. This is Destiny from Oakland. Really quick on the lashes. 13 is so young.
Thank you.
I say, you know, 15, 16, or 17. I'm a lash tech myself, and yeah, I would not do it on a 13, 14-year-old. I would wait until at least 15, maximum 16. All right, well, have a good day.
Hey, thank you for that. And that's going to be the final talk back on this, but I'm glad I'm not the only one that thinks that's too young.
Yeah, that was the consensus. Thank you to everybody that left the talk back.
There
we
go.
A lot of talk backs. It seemed like everybody was saying, wait till, you know, 16, 17. That sounds like the years. And at the end of the day, Selena, you're a mom. You make the rules.
I'm a mommy. Yeah, and thank you to everybody who weighed in on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. We asked, is 13 too young to be wearing fake eyelashes? 93% said yes.
Oh, wow.
7% said no.
Okay, and the other 7%, their parents. At my daughter's school, because everybody else is wearing the lashes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So, Graham, you haven't seen anything, not even online, about the T app?
No. I'm out of the loop, apparently.
The T app, I feel like it just got viral within the last maybe 2-3 weeks. It now has over 4 million users. And what it was an app that was created for women to go on there and to, I guess, anonymously and safely talk about dates they've been on.
Oh, like spill the tea.
To spill the tea, but it was to... It was to help other women, like if someone was like creepy or you feel like they might have been like, I don't know, maybe a little predatory or whatever like that. You share the information. You can also post about, you know, this guy catfished me or just your awful experiences. Share your red flags. Also share your green flags, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And yeah, but they were using it to expose people. I mean, some people were on there talking about, you know, disease nutses and, you know, just, you know, all of their experiences. And last week, the app got hacked, I guess. There was a data breach.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
There was a data breach. 72,000 images got hacked. 13,000 of those were pictures of, like, IDs that were used for verification purposes. And then 59,000 images from posts, comments, and DMs within the app.
That's
those
insane.
Were probably some scandalous pictures that's being shared
that's
there.
That's what I was thinking. Like, because you can message other people on there. Like, oh, you dated this guy, so did I. Or, you know,
yeah.
Imagine the kind of pictures that were shared in those.
Yeah. And I heard in order for you to get approved for the app, obviously you have to be a woman, but you have to like send in or submit like a picture of yourself and submit all of this information. So I don't know. It seems a little sketch to have to submit all of that. But
it's only you. Only female users?
Yeah.
That's sexist. I'm going to organize a march down to City Hall today.
It was designed to keep women safe.
I get it. But us guys can be worried about our safety too.
Well, then create your own app.
Okay. We'll call it the... Well, I don't know what we're going to call it. The B app. You guys have the T app? We'll take the B app.
The B app.
Because you got to warn each other about all those bees out there.
Oh, wow.
I feel like this app was a good idea, though.
To an extent, because I feel like there, at least from what I heard, because obviously I didn't have the app, but I heard a lot of people were leaving anonymous comments, and obviously people, it's not like this is information that is being fact-checked.
Right.
So there could be a lot of like misinformation just being
put
out
true.
There. That's
true. I think the intentions were good, but yeah, I heard it became a very toxic place.
Yeah.
Especially with how big it got just in the past couple of weeks. That's when, you know, it was... I don't know how it got to the point that it did. There was even rumors that there was like a teabag killer in Detroit. And this has been debunked. Oh, but there was rumors online that...
Did you say teabag?
Yeah, there was rumors online that there was a guy out there and he was like a serial killer. And he was killing the women who were talking about him on the T app. And when he did that, he would leave a teabag.
No way.
Yeah, but it's been debunked. Like, not true.
Okay. The teabag killer, I'd have to add that to the list. Yeah, but
that's how big the app got on social media.
But again, we've talked about these as we've seen Facebook posts, you know, go viral, exposing guys. We're all dating the same guy or whatever. There's been different
Facebook forums. I feel like it's no different than that.
Forums and all these different social media platforms. We've seen a lot of these stories go viral on there and TikTok and other places. But again... some of it you have to keep in mind that it could be actually ruining someone's life mm-hmm. when in fact you're only hearing one side of the story and that's somebody that, you know, got dumped and they just got an axe to grind with somebody and they want to just totally slander their name.
Yeah.
So it is kind of like, I mean, I understand why the app would be popular because like, look, it's good.
Juicy.
It's just a good read. It's juicy. You're getting to hear other people's drama, you know, and you're like, oh, this is great.
Right. They had tools on there. You could do background checks on people.
Oh, dang.
There was a reverse image search, so you can see like if this person is catfishing you, like where else has their picture been posted. But it was the public reviews from users that really, I think, set the app up for like complete virality, if that's a word.
Yeah.
But that's also what made it very toxic.
Got it.
See, like you said.
I'm seeing one of the comments on just a Reddit thread and they're like, it was never about safety, it was about tea, thus the name. So I don't think that they were really thinking, maybe safety was on the back
burner.
The creators
say it was about safety, that's why it was created.
Yeah, but you're calling
but
it
they
the tea
call
app.
It, yeah.
Maybe you're spilling the tea to other ladies.
Call it like the Guardian app or something, or, you know, like the tea.
Yeah.
And people want the tea.
Yeah, I guess. No. All right, we're getting to today's Hottest Trending. It's coming up next.
Hottest Phase Trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And Trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health Access to Excellence.
Okay, so we have to talk about Happy Gilmore, too.
Yes.
Let me just say, because I did watch it.
Okay.
I did watch it over the weekend. I might have to go back and rewatch it, though, because I was getting a little drunk during it.
Selena!
But I remember thinking it was so, so good. And I'm also glad that I watched the first one for the very first time earlier last week, because all of Happy Gilmore 2, it's one big giant. There's just so many references mm-hmm. to the first one. So you have to watch the first one.
I heard
that. To watch the second one.
That's what I heard about it. Like, you definitely need to have seen the first one. And then you realize that the first one came out in like 1996 or something.
Yeah, almost 30 years ago.
They shouldn't have waited so long because, yes, you have to re-educate the audience so heavily because there are so many people like you, Selena, that had never seen it before.
Yep. People were blown away by the cameos. Mm-hmm. So we already had heard, you know, Bad Bunny has a role in it. So does Travis Kelce. But I was completely unaware of all the other celebrities who were in it. I saw a video yesterday, some person on Instagram, he listed off 76 names.
So many.
Different cameos. Most of them golfers, obviously, but let's just run through some of the stars here. Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
In it. Post Malone. Eminem. Mm-hmm. Cameron is on there. Kid Cudi, comedian Eric. Mm-hmm. Andre, Haley Joel Osment. Ken Jennings has a role. Guy Fieri is in the movie. Ben Stiller returns. And then we got Stephen A. Smith and Nikki Bella. Also love the fact that Adam put his entire family in the film, which he does a lot.
Mm-hmm. Family and all his buddies, too.
Celebrity friends, they always have a role. But, you know, Adam's wife is in here, his two daughters, his cousin, his brother-in-law, his mother-in-law, they all had roles in the film.
Even some online personalities like Alex Earle,
podcasters that had a role.
I honestly thought I thought the movie was so nostalgic. Nostalgia alert.
Oh, nostalgia alert. I got that.
Nostalgia alert.
It like made me kind of sad though to see like how much the original actors have aged, because
30 years.
I know, and it's just so sad. Like, I don't want them to age, and I want to be able to meet Adam Sandler at one point in my life.
He don't want to meet you, Jess,
but I want to meet him. Does.
Everyone says he's like one of those really just stand up, really nice, great people to meet in Hollywood.
So I'm manifesting that, but I would say
it ain't gonna happen. But yeah.
Thanks, Graham. I'll keep manifesting. But of all the cameos that were there, I think Bad Bunny was my favorite.
Oh my God, he nailed it. So good. Yeah, he's great.
Okay, so overall, you loved the movie.
Loved.
Because I've seen very mixed reactions to it. And people love, there's some laughs and love all the cameos. But I think as like a...
What was the criticism you heard?
As a movie, I've just heard some people have just not been, over the moon about it.
No, I loved it.
I loved it, too.
Graham, is it on your watch list at all?
Yeah,
your wife?
No, I definitely want to see it. I loved Happy Gilmore, the first one, so I'd love to watch it.
You mentioned that your kids are out of town this week at your parents' house.
Yeah.
Your wife is going to be out for a few days.
She's going to be traveling a bit, yeah.
This is your chance to watch all the things that she wouldn't let you watch.
Yeah.
I just might.
You have
Happy Gilmore, you have Squid Games, you have...
I have to watch the entire season one of Squid Game?
Yeah. There's three seasons.
Oh, yeah. If I can just get through the first season.
It's hard to break it to you.
I think you still have to catch up on Love is Blind, from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Now Love Island.
Love Island.
40 episodes of that.
I better head out now and just start watching some TV.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, you guys. The Burbank butt sniffer has been arrested.
Yes.
We talked recently about the Boise butt slapper. No word yet if that guy's been apprehended, but at least this guy has been. The Burbank butt sniffer, 38-year-old Khalees Crowder. He was caught last week by Burbank police after he tried to do some sniffing inside of a Walmart and a Nordstrom rack there. Yes, Selena,
I have a question.
Hand up.
Did we talk about this guy? Because I saw a video or a picture or something, and I could have sworn we talked about him sniffing butts
Yeah, he was the Barnes before. And Noble. He was the Barnes and Noble.
Yeah, that video was coming sniffer. Up a lot.
He actually rose to notoriety back in 2023. He committed this same offense at a Barnes and Noble in Burbank.
Yes.
And that video went viral. In this instance, again, he was at a Walmart and a Nordstrom Rack. He'd been loitering in the women's departments there and acting suspiciously. So police were called. Then the officers looked at the store's security cameras and they saw him follow a female customer into a women's department. And then officers observed him as he crouched behind that woman and engaged in, quote, lewd behavior by inappropriately sniffing her buttocks.
Oh, no.
But rest easy, everyone. The Burbank butt sniffer is in custody and has been arrested.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Nice work, officers. Nice work. We've got him.
You think he'll continue sniffing butts?
Yeah.
In jail?
Well.
Definitely.
It's probably not his preferred clientele, but... Watch out if you have if there's a female guard, which there are.
Oh my God. Yep. All right. Thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
A couple things that we were just talking about. Number one being the Tea app, which has been in the news a lot lately. If you don't know, it's an app where women are supposed to go and like share their dating experiences anonymously to kind of provide safety to other women, like, oh, watch out for this guy, he was weird, or this was my experience with this one. And there was a data breach last week. 72,000 images were hacked.
Just a little something about the T app. There is a ton of groups out there, especially there's a group on Facebook that has a San Francisco, San Jose, et cetera, location that is, are we dating the same guy? And they post pictures, no names. No, there are rules, but no names, so we can all pass the tea on if we've had a bad date or being catfished, etc. It's great.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of no different than those, you know, Facebook groups you hear about from time to time.
Right.
You know? But and this one got very toxic.
Yeah.
The tea app.
Very quickly.
Yeah. Yes. We were also just talking about Happy Gilmore 2.
Yo, this is about the Happy Gilmore 2. I was kind of happy that it wasn't a bust. I thought it was going to be, like, really bad for, like, a remake, but it was actually pretty good. The storyline was good. The casting was good. You know, you got Bad Bunny in there. But anyways, like, the story was really good. It came out really good. Graham, you need to watch it. And it should have went out in theaters. But anyways, we got to watch it for free, Netflix. Well, not for free because we still pay for Netflix.
Yeah.
I agree. On the theater part, I would have liked to see it in theater.
I'm glad it was a Netflix release. Because if it was in theaters, I probably would not have gone to go watch
it. Take you a while to go.
Yeah.
To go see it. Same. Because if it's not, I'm not watching it with the kids, right? I assume.
You can.
Is it?
I think it's.
Kid approved?
I think it's kid approved, right?
Okay.
Well, I don't know. No. I don't have kids, so I don't see it through that lens.
I am.
I think it's okay.
I'm definitely curious to watch it. I've read like very mixed reviews about it, but again, I don't think it's intended to be some, you know, film, you know, that's artful, and you know, it's Happy Gilmore too.
Fun.
It's Adam Sandler. Something fun and silly. Rotten Tomatoes has it as a 65%.
Wow, the disrespect.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I've heard, you know, again, varying things, but from, I think the overall takeaway is that, you know, it's fun. It's just like have some laughs.
Yes, you would really like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now to our photos from home. You know, every Monday we bring a picture from our weekend and we have them posted at JV Morning Show. So you can go check out what we've been up to. You guys know, late last week I was in a wedding. So my picture is of me and the bride.
Let me see. Oh.
So this was before or after you almost fainted?
This is after I almost fainted during the ceremony. You can go back and podcast the show if you want to hear about that.
You look pretty good from being near faint.
Thank you.
Post near faint. Congrats to the couple.
Yeah, Jackie and Joel, congratulations.
It's beautiful.
Congrats.
My picture is my wife and I. We were at the Graton Resort Casino Pool on Saturday. She had a work event there, so that's us getting our drink on there. And I was a little worried. It was a little overcast and kind of chilly to start the day. And I was like, uh-oh, we better hope the sun comes out for the pool time. And it did. It ended up being a really nice day. And then I snuck away to the blackjack tables for a little bit.
Won a little $200. Money.
Yeah, well, I only got to play for like 30 minutes, but maybe that was probably the, you know, for the better. If I sit there too long, sometimes it.
Oh, I love Graton. It's always so fun there.
Oh, those drinks look delicious too. I'm a little jelly.
Great time.
But my picture, we went to the IndyCar races in Laguna Seca. But you guys, we spent about 45 minutes trying to find where our seats were. That place, if you've been there, it's very spacious.
Well, and, yeah, because the track is big.
Right.
A lot of different areas.
So they have little information huts in different areas, right? One directed us across a little bridge. They were like, once you make it past the bridge, you'll stop by another information center. They'll let you know exactly where that's at. We get to that information center. Oh, no, actually, you have to go back across the bridge again and then turn left. And then it's right there. Then we get there. Nope. Actually, have to go across the bridge again. And it turns out by the end, we got to where the exact place that we were in the beginning.
And that was the right spot.
That was the right spot. It's like, you're the information booth. You have to know exactly like where everything is. And you're sending us to the wrong spot. So we probably walked around 3 miles. It was rough.
Why didn't you just climb up at the hill in the background and sit with the people that are watching for free?
You know what? We've done that before. Technically, it's not free. You still have to pay.
You got to pay really? To sit up on the top of that hill
because,
a mile away?
Because you're going up that hill willingly. We've done that before because the corkscrew is there. If you've ever heard of Laguna Seca, then you know the corkscrew is like super famous. It's like a specific turn mm-hmm. in the race. But you have to climb all the way up there in order to get like a really good view of it.
And they're charging people?
You essentially buy seats, but if you want to go watch from up there, you're going on your own. It. Yeah.
They got any bathrooms or beer vendors up there?
I think they do actually.
Okay.
But we've done this in the past. Now I feel like we can't really do that.
We're too old to hike up a hill.
Yeah.
You are 30 now.
Can I ask a question about great picture, by the way? And then if you want to see these pictures, JV Morning Show on Instagram. Yep. Is your man wearing a sleeveless New York Giants?
It's a jersey.
But where are the sleeves? It's a football jersey. The New York Giants don't play basketball. They play football.
Oh, that's a good point.
Where do the sleeves go?
There's jerseys that are sleeveless.
Not the NFL. Football.
Oh.
You think players are out there running around in tank tops?
That's a good point. I never even thought about that.
They have sleeves to hold the shoulder pads and stuff
in. It's like a basketball jersey.
I got problems with that.
Why?
I mean, if it was a Niner one, I'd be like, cool. But the fact that it's New York Giants, it rubs me the wrong way.
Well, he looked really good in it, so I approve because I get to see his arms.
I'm so glad you caught that, Graham. I didn't even notice that. Yeah, that's hilarious. You can go check out that jersey and all the rest of our pictures. JV Morning Show. It's on Instagram. Follow us. Give us a follow. A lot of good stuff on there.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.